this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a very special guest. We have Ruth Ann Becker, and she's going to talk to us about the great work of Coordinated Behavioral Health Services. Now that's a mouthful, and an even bigger mouthful. Get this right now. She is the Senior Vice President of Rehabilitation and Recovery Services. Is that correct, Ruth Ann?
That's correct, Kathy. You got it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. So, Ruth Ann, welcome to Radio Rotary, and tell us what is Coordinated Behavioral Health Services?
It can be a little bit confusing, and I don't want to spend too much time confusing people about who we are and what we do, because I'm actually the senior vice president at an organization called the Mental Health Association of Westchester County.
Okay.
But we are part of a larger system,
right,
of providers, and Coordinated Behavioral Health Services, or what we fondly refer to as CBHS.
Yeah.
Sort of brings all of the providers in the Hudson River area together to be able to help support individuals that might be having mental health issues or concerns.
Mm-hmm.
What's wonderful about this is that if anybody who is listening to us today has any issues or wants to get connected to supports and services, rather than calling around to a variety of different organizations or programs, they can just call the CBHS number. And I can give that. I don't know if
I should. Please. Oh, yes.
Yes.
At 845-615-9312. Again, that's 845-615-9312. And those folks there will absolutely talk to you and be able to let you know, what individual organization or agency might be able in your neighborhood to be able to support you.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guests, Ruth Ann Becker, repeat that phone number in the next portion of the program. But Ruth Ann, in the news today, there's a lot of talk about mental health services and the need for more mental health services, and the fact that a lot of the criminal incidents that have been so magnified in newspapers and on TV involve people with mental health issues. I'm older than dirt. I remember when I was a kid in the 50s. Yeah, they would point to somebody and say, well, that's the town eccentric. This guy's a little bit off. But do we have more mental health issues because of the stress of modern day life? Or is it just it's coming out? It's no longer a stigma. So people are seeking help. Where are we in that spectrum?
I do think that a lot has to do with us really trying to destigmatize mental health.
Thank God.
And mental health challenges. Because I agree with you, Jonah. I really believe that, we all knew family members or friends or friends' parents or somebody that was struggling with some type of mental health or addiction situation, but we didn't talk about it and it was swept under the rug. But what we do know now is that 1 in 4 Americans are going to have some type of struggle with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's 4 of us right here. So we know one of us is either has or will be or has a close family member or friend.
Yes.
That has a mental health issue or concern. So, it's prevalent and it needs to be addressed in a way that in the same ways that we consider getting help for our medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here in the Hudson Valley, we used to have some major institutions, Harlem Valley Psychiatric Center, the Wasaic State School, Rockland Psychiatric Center, and they were all closed. The people were sent out to, I guess, halfway houses or whatever. Why that big switch? What was it? Is it just wishful thinking on the part of certain government officials, or were there some modalities that allowed for people to be out on their own?
So, as you said, I've been around also for as long as dirt, and I did work in state hospitals, and started my career at a time where the deinstitutionalization was being discussed and really acted upon. And so many people were moved, you know, appropriately so, into communities and were assisted with getting back to their lives. And there is all kinds of research that supports that many of those individuals that had been hospitalized throughout their entire life made a really great smooth transition into you know, they went to school, they got jobs, they got married, they had children, and are doing very, very well. But there is a smaller population of people who, you know, definitely need some additional support. And agencies like mine and others through coordinated behavioral health services can get the support that they need while they live in the community and while they participate in the community.
What kind of support are we talking about? Are we talking about referrals to psychiatrists? Are we talking about providing medication, counseling, group sessions? What are we talking about?
We're really talking about all of that, all of it. And one of the programs that I run and that that CBHS is very much involved in is a program called Community Oriented Recovery Services. And that program is really to address all of the needs of somebody who's living in the community. What's beautiful about this program, and one of the reasons why I love to come on programs like this to highlight it, is that the individual who is dealing with mental health issues can really design what services and supports they want and how they want it. So rather than saying, you must go to this hospital or you must go to this program, then, you know, we're saying, what do you need? What kind of help and support do you need? And how frequently do you need that support?
And don't you even have like programs where an individual can have home health care too, not even have to go to an organization? They can even have their own home health care.
Yes. You know, we found more and more that, you know, individuals really like to get their services and supports in their own homes, in their own communities, without having to travel. You know, for many of the people that we work with, transportation is a very large barrier.
Exactly.
If you're talking about rural communities or even suburban communities, it's very difficult to get to places if you don't have a car. And many of the folks that we work with don't have reliable transportation. So
because financially, they could be strapped too. And so they might not even have a car. So, yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know, we need to make sure that we're seeing people, you know, after work hours and on the weekends and when people are available. And these type of programs allow for that type of flexibility.
And we're going to find out more about the great services offered by Coordinated Behavioral Health Services from our terrific guest, Ruth Ann Becker, right after Kathy Krueger, who tells us who keeps our mental health nice and shiny by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, we are sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation. We raise funds from donations and from events such as our annual luncheon, bowling tournament, and memorial golf outings. We give the money to programs that champion prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects are scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Dutchess Overdose Awareness Memorial. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treebwasser, and with me is my co-host and our producer, the fabulous Kathy Krueger. Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Jonah, thank you for that.
You're
hi
very
there.
Welcome. And thank you for booking a great guest as our producer. Tell us about our guest and introduce her.
Well, we are so privileged to have Ruth Ann Becker of Coordinated Behavioral Health Services. She was kind enough to join us, and this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And being with it's an extremely important topic. And Ruth Ann, take it away and tell us why we should be talking about this topic.
Well, thank you so much for having me. May, to really be able to think about people's mental health in a month is, I think, you know, it's a wonderful way to bring attention to the fact that we all know that individuals that we love, work with, our parenting, our children are dealing with mental health issues. And obviously COVID brought many of those issues to the forefront. And we really saw how people were struggling, during the pandemic, as far as feeling isolated and alone and dealing with depression. And of course, a lot of loss and grief and bereavement and all of those issues. I hate to say that anything good came out of COVID, but a more open conversation mm-hmm. around mental health and mental health concerns definitely was, I think, one of the weird benefits or silver lining of a very, very difficult time in all of our lives. And so we do hear more conversation about it or more awareness that someone is struggling. And we want to make sure at Coordinated Behavioral Health Services and at my organization, the Mental Health Association of Westchester, that people have access to the services and supports that they need. And so, I'm really here to say that there are a wide range of services in our communities that want to be there and want to help, but often we don't know about them mm-hmm. And we're not aware of them. And so by Coordinated Behavioral Health Services providing a phone number that you can call if you're in this area, if you're in the listening area, and you just want to know who in my community, and you can be very specific, whether or not it's, your town, a city that you're in, who could help me, who's available to help, because I'm thinking I need these kinds of services. And it can range. It really can range. We have, wonderful clinical services and a way to get access to, medication as well. But there are other supportive services that are helpful too. Folks may need help with housing. Mm-hmm. Or with just managing, the day-to-day parts of their life. So we have things called care management that will help somebody figure out what services are available and link them to those services. So it doesn't, sometimes people think about mental health and about treatment, but it's not only about treatment. It's about support and it's mm-hmm. about peer communities and getting connected to other people who might be dealing with the same struggles that you are.
Now, Ruth Ann, would now be a terrific time to give that phone number before I ask my next question, because you mentioned the phone number, and folks sure. home, get a pencil and paper, Ruth Ann. We'll repeat it in the third portion of the program. So if people want services from Coordinated Behavioral Health, how do they get a hold of you folks?
They can call 845-615-9312.
Why don't you give that to us again?
Sure. 845-615-9312.
So, Ruth Ann Becker, we have an aging population. Yes. I'm the poster boy for the aging population. And, you know, to be serious about it for a second, there is the onset of dementia for some people, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's disease. Is that considered a mental health problem? Is that something that coordinated behavioral health services can assist a family with?
You know, we want to be available to anybody in our community that's looking for help. And folks there can refer you to the proper people who, you know, whether or not it's an office of the aging to be able to get that support, or other organizations in the communities that they live in to get whatever type of support they're looking for. So yes, we are more than happy. Even if our organizations don't have those services, we will certainly connect you to those services that can help you. But we know with aging that there is a high rate of anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. and other mental health conditions as well. And there's a lot of need for the support, right, of caretakers as well, who also are dealing very frequently with the stressors of taking care of family members, and therefore they need their own support. So many organizations have family support services that can help provide support to someone's family member who's struggling. And again, people can just call and just let them know that they need that type of support, and they can be linked.
And I'm glad you mentioned too, at different times in your life, you might need different support, mental health support. My daughter has been on a radio rotor before. She has Tourette syndrome and has had very and was hospitalized, and we almost lost her. She was very ill and in a coma, and our family went through support system and counseling, and she's gone through a divorce that was not very happy, and has children, my grandchildren, and they've needed support. And so again, you know, family services. And so, you know, at all times of your life, you just never know when you might need that support, and it's great to know that there's, you know, that there are people out there that can help a whole family situation, and then being a single mom and the support that's out there. So you just never know. And it's just nice to know that there at different times in your life, that there are people like you out there that you can reach out to. And you just never know when that's going to be.
And what you say is so true, Kathy, and folks at home. You know, if you had a broken foot, if you twisted your ankle, if you, you know, you had a toothache, you'd go see the doctor. You'd go see the dentist. There is no shame in seeking help for a mental health crisis. Ruth Ann Becker, perhaps you'd like to join us in telling folks that, because you're the professional.
Right.
You know, I think it's you know, I say this to people all the time when they're like, oh, you know, I don't want, you know, to get my child into the system, and I don't want them to be part of, you know, that, and I want to protect them from that. And I always tell people the greatest gift that they can ever give their child is an understanding that their mental health is just as important as every other part, you know, of their
body. Their body.
Their brain and their soul and their, you know, it's all important. And so if you teach a person that they can go and get help, and they can get that help, and then when they don't no longer need that help, they no longer need it. Mm-hmm. And they go back, you know, to not going to those appointments. But when they have a problem again, they will be more likely to reach out.
Exactly.
And get the help before it becomes a bigger issue.
Right.
You know, so we're not ever talking about prevention around mental health. We're always talking about treating it after. Mm-hmm. And we really want to, you know, we want to get to people in the beginning when they're starting to really think about their mental health, and say there are services and supports for you now, right?
And you know, we're going to find out more about the great services of coordinated behavioral health services from our terrific guest, Ruth Ann Becker, right after these messages. So stay tuned and get that pencil and paper. Ruth Ann's going to give our phone number again.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebois, and with me is Kathy Kruger. And Kathy, please introduce our guest again. She's just terrific.
Oh, yes. We have Ruth Ann Becker, and she's with Coordinated Behavioral Health Services. And she is just a fantastic guest that is just telling us, giving us wonderful, wonderful information about how we can get past the stigma of anybody who might be struggling with any kind of mental health issues, get past the stigma, get out there and get the help you need. Yes, Jonah, go for it.
Well, the insidious thing about mental illness, unlike my hip at my age, which is giving me a whole lot of trouble, and I go to the orthopedist and he says, well, you know, it's not ready yet for a replacement, and you know, take a sip of bourbon or take an aspirin, whatever. You know, if you have a toothache, you go to the dentist. If you have trouble reading, you go to the eye doctor. And a lot of mental illnesses, your mind will not let you think you've got a problem. Mm-hmm. It's the rest of the world, all right? Ruth Ann, how do you cope with that? How do you cope with somebody who doesn't, maybe they're referred to by a concerned parent or a spouse or a relative. How do you cope with somebody who says, I'm fine, you're out of your mind? How do you do that, Ruth Ann?
So, you know, it can be very challenging because obviously if the person is an adult, you know, we're not about coercing anybody into any kind of services or supports. But what I can tell you is that in all of the agencies that are affiliated with Coordinated Behavioral Health Services, we spend a lot of time talking and training our staff around engagement. Mm-hmm. We want individuals to really understand that the supports and services that they're going to get are what we call person-centered. And it's going to be based on what that person wants and needs at that moment. And, you know, something that a movement that's been going on, you know, for about 10 years it's been going on for longer, but, it's definitely gotten a lot of notice, is the impact of having individuals with their own lived experience mm-hmm. outreach and engage and work with individuals who are struggling with mental health issues. And those are, you know, very similar to the substance use recovery movement of having individuals with their own substance use mentor and support individuals with substance use issues in the mental health arena. That's occurring as well. So we have wonderful trained what we call peers mm-hmm. with lived experience who will connect with individuals like that. They'll often connect and say someone called and they're concerned about you. Sometimes they're in environments where they may have contact with their person out in the community at events. events, at shelters, at, you know, at different programs, at libraries. So that, again, it doesn't feel very stigmatizing, but it's like, hey, I'm here. I've walked in your shoes. I know what it feels like to be told that I need help and support. It was hard for me to hear that, but how is your life going? And are there things in your life that I might be able to help you, you know, to get connected to as a way for you to understand that I'm here really for your benefit and not to hurt or not to, you know, force you into anything that you're not wanting or ready for.
Well, that's a very special attitude and a very special profession you're in. And how'd you get interested in this, Ruthann? What's your background? Our listeners love to find out all the personal details of our guests.
Well, I love it as well because my background is in vocational rehabilitation. And so that is, you know, I'm also interested in how people came to their careers. And so I became very interested, as I said earlier in the program, that I really was coming up in college and then in graduate school during a time where there was a lot of deinstitutionalization and there was people moving into the communities. And I saw at that time, and I recognized that the individuals that were coming out of the institutions were going to need help, you know, and get support with making that transition to real jobs in the community and real ways of living in the community. And so then I did pursue a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling at NYU in order for me to really have the skill set to be able to help people.
Now, get us that phone number one more time, because I know people are thinking, gee, you know, my uncle needs some help or somebody else needs help. Maybe I need some help. Sure. What's that phone number one more time? And get a pencil and paper, folks, with Ann. We'll repeat it at the end of the program.
Great. The number is 845-615-9312. Again, the number is 845-615-9312. And again, that's a general number that really represents a variety of different agencies in your communities. But if you reach out to them, they will help you connect to the best agency or service or support that exists in you know, locally to you.
I have a question about finances.
Sure.
Is there a group of people that help you when you call and you make that the fear I have, I'm sure that a lot of people have, is can I afford the help that I need?
Yes. So many of the programs that we have at MHA Westchester and a lot of the different agencies do require that someone has some way of paying their either through their insurance, but all the organizations are going to work with you because the most important thing is that we get you the help and support that you need. So many organizations have sliding scales and things like that to be able to work with. You know, many of the programs that I oversee in the rehabilitation and recovery are, you know, mostly for individuals who are Medicaid recipients.
Oh, good. Okay.
And so, you know, those individuals can be very quickly, you know, connected or linked to services and supports. And again, if you have a particular type of other insurance, private insurance, they, you know, we all help you get to the, you know, if we don't take it, that type of insurance, we'll make sure that we refer you to an agency that does.
Okay.
So do not let that be a barrier, you know, please. We really, you know, we have grants, we have ways of being able to make sure that everybody that is looking for help gets help.
Gets your help, yes.
That's very important, Ruthann Becker, of Coordinated Behavioral Health Services. Are there any signs that people should be looking for that, you know, suddenly a loved one starts to act a little strange? Is every eccentricity considered an onset of mental illness or what?
I think, you know, the media often portrays individuals who have behavioral health diagnosis as being, you know, a certain way. But the truth is, as I said before, 1 in 4 Americans have a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. So if you're noticing that someone that you care about is struggling, they might be withdrawing, they're not doing their, you know, regular activities, then you want to make sure that you assist them. And, you know, you can frankly ask them.
Ask them.
Ruthann Becker, in a few seconds we have left, give us the phone number one more time.
Sure. That number is 845-615-9312. 845-615-9312.
Ruth Ann Becker of Coordinated Behavioral Health Services, thank you for everything that you do to assure mental health in the populace, and thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
The pleasure has been ours. Yes. And tell us, Kathy Kruger, who gives us the pleasure of sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
From my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director, Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasa. Thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.